How goes it, ladies and gentlemen? We are the How We Do Podcast, a self-help podcast from the beautiful state, the state that we're in. Again, you know, it's a special occasion. As you can see, we have the cameras up once again, and everybody can see us and how well we prepared for Christmas. So we're gonna get into it. I am your good boy. I'm Ian. To my left, that cricket on your shoulder, Kyle.
Hi.
To his left, that mind of a child, as you can tell by the onesie, Jarrett.
Hey, what's up? I got nice little lights on too. They don't work, they're broken, but I think.
Fitting.
Didn't deck the halls well enough.
No. I'll deck your halls if you don't shut your mouth.
That sounds kind of sexy.
Yeah. You decking halls later? And to his left, our bright star in the night sky, Gage.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So, Christmas is upon us.
Well.
Cool.
Depending on when you listen to this. It's Christmas 2018.
Christmas is over.
That's fair.
Christmas happened yesterday.
That's great.
Yeah, it's on. Look, it's on there. Yeah,
I hope
cool.
I was so happy.
Can we just get like a close up on like Kyle when he does that?
Yeah. Okay. More work for Gabe.
Oh, yeah. So just hold that. Hold that for us.
Yeah.
So we thank all of you for being a part of this our video episode and watching it. And if you haven't watched it yet, get the fuck in the game. Figure something out, because you're obviously not doing it right. And subscribe. This will be linked in our Facebook page, on our WordPress page. It'll be on YouTube.
Twitter.
And then you can follow us on iTunes, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all the fun stuff. Google Play. And if you're not,
go to hell.
Santa's going to fuck your soul.
Santa's going to take your presents back. I just realized this is going to be the last episode anybody hears for the rest of this year.
Or just ever, because this is the last one.
Don't tease us.
This is the last one of the year.
Wow. Well, Kyle, go ahead and get into those Tuesdays.
Kyle, what's their final Tuesdays of this 2017?
Year? It is December 26th,
motherfucker.
I still hate it. At least it's over.
It's National Candy Cane Day.
Ooh!
Fuck yeah.
What flavor?
It's because we all got candy cane. Pickle. That's because we all got candy canes for Christmas yesterday.
Pickle flavored candy canes?
No, I did see bacon flavored candy canes yesterday.
There's pickle flavored
candy
canes.
That would be
canes.
Pretty good.
That sounds pretty gross.
I looked for pickle flavored candy canes because I was going to buy them and bring them for Kyle. Couldn't find them.
Did you Amazon or Google?
No, I didn't. I tried to find them in stores.
It's too much effort.
I found some pretty fucking sweet presents on Walmart.com. And I was going to get some for
you. Is that a plug?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Oh.
On Walmart.com.
For all your needs, I don't know. So it was fucking great. I was gonna get it for Gage specifically, but I was like, oh wait, no, we'd need presents for everybody. But it was a like, you remember those dinosaurs you put in a tub and it would grow?
Yeah.
It's a girlfriend. And you put it in the tub and it gets
you
big.
Found that on Walmart?
Yeah, grow your own girlfriend. It was so fucking funny.
No, you didn't.
But I swear to Swan to John.
Alright, I may have seen him.
Speaking of Swan to John, I convinced someone at work that was a fighting style.
Swan
to John.
I need to know who.
It was. I'll tell you after. Mm-hmm. But so I was up at reception, and our good friend Nate came up, and he like goes like this, and I was like, a Swan to John, I'm gonna knock you out. And they're like, Swan to John. I was like, yeah, it's like, you know, like hand to hand combat. Swan to John. Like, one person's a swan, one person is John. And like, she was like, what? And I was like, yeah. And Nate was like, no, yeah, for sure. And then our friend Joe came over. I was like, Swan to John. He goes, yeah, the fighting style.
Oh my god.
And like, it was like a whole fucking thing. It was great.
I love the people that we work with sometimes.
So I like that story found out. It found its way in there somehow.
It is National Candy Cane Day. What is your favorite type of candy cane?
Candy.
Cane.
So like Jolly Rancher.
Covered. Yeah.
Do they have Jolly Rancher ones?
Yes.
They do, right?
Yeah.
Starburst?
Yeah, they have those. And the Skittles ones, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Sweetheart?
I feel like they have sweetheart ones.
Yeah, they have sweetheart. Now, what are you using? Are you just eating it, or are you using it for something?
You hook for food.
Because now, if I'm making, like, a sweet hot cocoa, then I 100%
peppermint.
Peppermint.
Yep. Mm.
But if I'm just gnawing on a cane, I'm all about that like Starburst or that fruity.
I ate 6 candy canes today.
Holy shit!
Mind of a child.
What did you have for lunch?
Diet of
candy canes. Didn't you just fucking hear him?
He's like Buddy. It's like part of the. It's yeah. Part of the.
He's not
is there the sugar diet. And right. Syrup.
I didn't eat lunch because I had candy canes.
See,
Jesus fucking Christ.
So the world's longest candy cane is 51 feet long.
Hell yeah.
Not sure what the diameter is on the
Can I get
curve.
The kilometer?
About 8.
Mm. Oh, 8.
8 hole.
Yeah, 8 hole.
That is about 8 hole.
About 8 stone. It's also National Thank You Note Day.
Hell yeah. Oh, that's for all the Christmas presents you got.
If you...
It is, actually.
Are you supposed to send them out that quick, though?
Yeah.
Like, the next day? That sounds like a
you're
chore.
You're supposed to prepare them. Well, it's like a wedding. Them, but you're supposed to start preparing them.
Married to Christmas, and then people that celebrated with you, you send thank you notes to. For
immediately, though?
Yeah.
No.
No, yeah.
You can wait a week.
They have to be postmarked.
Sometimes.
Like, no.
By the 25th. Yeah.
No.
Sometimes, if people come to my house on Christmas, I'll give them a thank you note on Christmas. Like, when they leave my house, thank you.
I'd
like,
be annoyed as shit if I took something away from a Christmas.
Pre-write a note?
Yeah.
Like, thank you for coming.
Yeah, I write thank you, and then it's like a line, and then as people leave, I just write their name in. And...
Oh, pfft. Do you so there's no prep in that at all.
No, there's a lot of prep.
I want you to sit around for 3 days thinking about how awesome the thing is I gave you.
And I don't want them to ever come back.
We just gave you something.
To my house.
Until next year? Or just...
Well, if you don't want that, then don't give them a fucking thank you note.
What about our Christmas party? That was fun.
Flip them off and uppercut them and go, enjoy your fucking New Year.
Me and Jared got really drunk at our Christmas party.
And he kicked my hand.
I kicked
like
your hand.
Like a karate man.
I was, for a second there, I had no idea what you're talking about, and now I know exactly what you're talking about because I was there.
You were blackout drunk.
I was blackout drunk.
Just,
whoa.
He's fucked.
Felt
fucked
loopy.
Up on Vanilla Coke.
It was awesome.
Unbelievable.
It is also now National Wieners Day.
Oh, yeah.
Is this Wieners Day?
Is this Wieners like... Meh, boo-hoo. Or like whiners, like I drink a lot of fucking wine.
Like cry.
Wine.
Criers.
Okay.
Crier-raters.
Okay.
I guess it's for like you cry about a present you don't like from grandma or something.
Ooh, right. All of them?
You cry because you didn't get a thank you note.
I'm just kidding. I think my grandma listens to this. I love all your gifts.
Yeah, you just fucked up.
She does?
Well, good thing this comes out after Christmas.
National thank you note.
Then she's going to be like, give it back.
Another Nautica sweatshirt I see.
Do they still make those? Off. Is that company still?
Yeah, okay. Nautica's still around.
That's a shame. It's also
it's true. It's a shame.
I didn't know it was 1994. It's also Boxing Day.
We don't celebrate that here, though, right? That's a UK holiday, right?
Oh, I thought it was Canada. Fuck.
British Columbia.
South Africa.
British Canada.
Like.
Yeah. South Africa.
Germany, Poland, Netherlands, and Scandinavia.
How about
and
this? You
Canada.
Celebrate Boxing Day if you fucking want to.
Tell me what Boxing Day is, Jared.
Huh?
Tell me what it is.
Yeah.
It's the day after Christmas.
All right. Nailed it. Fucking got it.
I like that.
What's it actually supposed to be?
Without actually looking at it because
no,
I can't read
right
very
there.
Fast.
How to observe.
It's basically boxing up your old shit and giving it away. Because you get the new shit for Christmas.
So someone else gets 2 Christmases? That doesn't seem very fair.
Yeah, that's shitty.
Yeah.
What about Oliver Twist?
That's basically...
He didn't have
so
parents.
Hold on. You get new things
that sounds
just
better.
To throw out old things.
Mm-hmm.
How are you supposed to hoard things in your house?
Yeah, how am I supposed to have clutter?
It out? Yeah. If you give out all the old stuff you don't want anymore, what are you supposed to put in your closet? I don't or your garage?
Salvation Army.
Is sponsoring this episode. Thank you.
So, I just thought about this. So, like, they have, like, salvation and stuff like that, like Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. How do you salvation something? Like, what is that called? What's the verb for salvation name?
Salvage?
Salivate.
Oh. Salivate.
You just spit on it a lot.
you can have all everything I spit on. You can have.
Salivation Army.
There you go.
They just have a lot of spittoons.
Yeah.
Just lined up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Terrible game.
But, yep.
Spittoon? You guys play Spittoon?
I played Spittoon too.
Did you play Spittoon 2 or also?
Spittoon 2.
Okay.
Don't ask dumb questions.
This is what this podcast is.
We're built on dumb questions. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's it. Man, that's going to be a weird day to celebrate.
Yeah.
Today.
Just celebrate Christmas the second.
Christmas the second coming. Can we make that a movie? Christmas 2?
The Reckoning.
Krimbus 2.
Crambleton 2. The Boxer's Day.
Crumbuffalus
the Boxer's Day is off.
Wait, is it like Muhammad Ali Day?
Doogie Howser?
No, it's Mike Tyson Day.
Yeah,
Mike Tyson.
Oh yeah, celebrate Mike Tyson today.
Yeah, Forge of Jormen.
We need a tweet.
Move on.
All right. So, I am very curious because I want to be. I don't know if you've noticed. I've been trying to be more professional lately with my attire and my actions.
Couldn't tell.
So I am.
I do see that. Yeah.
And I was thinking about investing in getting a reindeer sleigh.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is there sleighs for reindeer specifically?
A reindeer pulled sleigh.
Okay.
A sleigh that is pulled by said deer of rain. And I am not sure the legal actions for this. Do I go to a reindeer farm?
Yes.
Or how do I get the sleigh?
Here's the thing. So, reindeer, you acquire however you can. However, they're free range, you just go fucking get them. But you do have to register them. You gotta get insurance on them.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get the inspections.
You gotta get the shoes.
Yeah.
Which one's the vehicle, the reindeer or the sleigh?
I think...
You can't drive a sleigh without reindeer.
Correct.
Unless you're going downhill.
Even that's still kind of tough.
Well, now, what about, let's say... It's like saying, well, you can't ride a car without tires.
You can.
You can.
No, you can't.
You can.
Drive a car without tires.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Jared's like, no. Fuck this.
No, for sure.
Ah, fuck. All right. Semantics. Wheels versus tires, whatever.
There you go.
Yeah, he got you.
So, therefore, now, if one of my, let's say one of my reindeer get loose, and they run over ground.
So you have the reindeer
shoot them.
They get loose?
One of my reindeer runs over Grandma. Who's held liable here?
Your reindeer ran over Grandma.
Yeah, my reindeer runned over Grandma. Grandmother. Grandmama. And she is injured by this.
But not dead.
No, she's not dead.
Okay.
So she's going to fucking sue.
But she's not in critical.
Well, does she sue the deer? The deer company?
She sues the owner
John
of the deer.
John Deere? Does she sue John Deere?
No, she sues the owner of the deer.
You can't own reindeer. They're free-range animals. They can fly away.
You have to register them.
Yeah, but you don't register, like, you say, I have nine reindeer.
I have. But don't name them.
Well, if someone... You register your car, don't you?
Yeah.
If someone steers your car and runs into somebody, are you held liable?
I mean, if they, like, run somebody over and run away, realistically, yeah, you're probably fucked.
You're not liable whatsoever. You're not.
That's what I like to hear.
Here's what I understand. Well, if you have reindeer that pull a sleigh, you're a magic man already.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Oh, yeah, you're a wizard. You're a snow wizard.
Pixie dust or whatever on the lawyers, the judges, the grandma. Make them forget. What I need to know is, this sounds dangerously close to, like, a weird version of the Santa Claus. Are you trying to take someone's job here, or...
No, I'm expanding.
Expanding. So what's your business now?
Well, so right now it's investing so far into a reindeer and a small sleigh.
Are you pissed off that the one man has the monopoly on giving out gifts on the 25th of December?
What was the question?
Do you think he gets compensated
by everybody? I think it's a pretty big tax write-off. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Not a lot of money in this job, I've heard.
Now, so you've heard. You've heard that because only one person does it,
right,
and they don't want someone else to be like, oh shit, I can make a bunch of money doing this. Boom.
You're not wrong.
You're shooting for the stars here.
If I weren't shooting for the stars, why shoot?
A reindeer?
They're gonna catch the reindeer.
Boom. They live in the stars.
They do.
They're star creatures.
That's what they say.
You know the snack? Star Crunches?
Mm-hmm.
That's reindeer hearts.
Is that why they're so delicious?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, I'm actually... I have recently bought a package of Star Crunchers.
Mm.
And I've been eating them a lot. And so I think that if you eat enough, you become you can speak the reindeer's language, and then...
Well, so, okay, so you've obviously eaten enough now. You've learned reindeer language.
Yeah.
You gotta do something for us.
Now, I have to be very careful because it's very tight on the inflections.
Okay.
I also don't want any reindeer to, like, come bashing.
That's what I mean.
They're busy right now.
That's a call.
Okay.
It's,
none are going to show up. No, right? Okay.
No. So what does that mean in reindeer?
Now the thing is reindeer is such a difficult language that you can't actually describe it in human words.
Are there different dialects?
I don't buy that bullshit. The inflection is where, because you that's a whole nothing. That's like a hey yo, I'm here, but don't worry about it. I could freak you guys out.
He just, nothing.
He's saying there's no word for it, but this is what it means.
You said there's words for these. I'm trying.
A word.
So I'm going to throw out some phrases, and I want to know what they are in reindeer.
Okay.
Chaka bra.
There you go.
All right, cool. I can do that. How about memes? I'm really into memes right now. How do I look up memes for reindeer?
Well, that's, you use the internet. To look up a meme for the reindeer.
Okay, that's fair.
There's no like, there's not like a special reindeer Google or something.
I use the word fuck a lot. I say fucking reindeer.
They actually don't have curse words, which is weird that they would have that. So no word is a curse word, and therefore fuck is not really a word.
I'm hearing a lot of cop ads. What do they do when they're pissed off?
They just shit.
All right, well, it's a wild animal.
Well, yeah, you know.
How do you say Merry Christmas in reindeer?
See, that's okay. Now I have to be really delicate here, and I have to make sure none of them can hear me. They don't know what Christmas is. They don't realize that they're indentured servants. So when I say Merry Christmas,
you mean slaves?
How do you say slaves in reindeer?
Is it reindeer?
Well, no. For them, I'm like, pull my slaves, but I pretend saying slave.
Oh,
sure.
Okay. That way, I'm giving them an action.
They pull each other?
Pull my. Slave. Yeah, they're pulling themselves. It's like a tightrope act. They pull each other so that they can run faster. It's like a whole thing. There's mechanics. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what a tightrope is?
Yeah. So like when you tighten it.
Yeah.
Not really.
Mm-hmm. He's got it.
I don't.
Tightrope.
We let him off the hook with way too many things. I'm concerned that he has real issues and we're just overlooking him.
So star crunches, reindeer hearts.
Yeah.
Now, if you take the horns of a reindeer, they actually are what makes snow happen.
When it snows,
it's reindeer fighting in the sky?
Yeah, someone has the horns and they're clanking them.
So are you telling me that somebody could kill a reindeer, get the reindeer horns, and essentially control the weather?
Well, yes, exactly. That's why it hasn't snowed so much. It's because, you know, reindeer are going extinct because someone has a monopoly on it and they aren't being hunted for game.
True.
So they can't.
They're going extinct because they aren't being hunted?
They're going extinct. So says the man with the monopoly.
Mm. There's a reindeer in Jingle All the Way.
There is.
One. Yep.
Well, they can only afford the one. They had to lease it.
And then Arnold punched his face.
Yeah, but it had to. They had to be at least 25.
They had to put it down. Yeah.
Down payment. Yeah.
Wow, I have learned a lot.
So yeah,
let me ask you this: are zebra cakes zebra hearts?
No, that's a common misconception. It's actually seal hearts.
Okay, I can see it. And I'm not going to argue it. You sound like you know what you're talking about.
I'm a businessman.
Look what he's wearing.
I know.
Come on,
I'm impressed.
I do business. That's my slogan.
Oh, I'm going to get a business card that says that on it.
I'm a businessman. I do business.
Is it I da 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 do business?
Well, no, it's not like that. I am a businessman.
Okay.
Every time
is the pause inflected?
It's like I start fighting. I'm a businessman.
Okay.
I do business. Or I have three business cards so far. It says I am a businessman, and that's one of them.
Okay.
That's in case you have trouble reading. That way, if like you stutter, people are like, "This guy can't read." And then they read, like, "Oh shit, no, that's how it is."
I think you should have one that has a picture of you in that suit and say, "I'm a businessman and I'm lit."
And I need a. That's the pose I'm gonna do for.
There's
it.
The thumbnail.
I like it a lot.
Done.
It's pretty good.
All right.
Cool.
You move on to the fan question?
Go ahead.
Good?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, cool. Fan question this week. Again, if you want to hear your question on this show, what should they do?
Send it in.
Send it the fuck in.
Send it in anywhere.
Literally anywhere.
Twitter, Facebook, the website. You can just email us at howwedopodcast@gmail.com. All that shit.
Write a note, throw it in your mailbox. We'll find it.
National Thank You Note Day.
Put it in a bottle and throw it in the fucking ocean.
Mm-hmm. We'll get it.
We'll find it eventually. Mm-hmm. Next year on vacation, probably. But.
Also, if you're embarrassed about your question.
Do you think that's what's holding people back?
I think
I don't want
them
to know it's me.
That could be a thing. If it's somebody you know and they're like, I don't want people to know that I'm farting candles, then send it in anonymously. And we won't say your name or anything if you're embraced. Also, same with reviews. If you're embarrassed, rate us 5-star and then message us a review and we'll read it.
Yeah. Do it on the email. Make a fake email. That's easy to do.
Yeah. Tony Danza.
This week's question comes from Danny. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Stay golden.
Nope, it's not. No.
No?
No. I think people are going to turn this off. They're going to think it's silver.
Shit.
No, you're silver.
Her question is it okay to give someone something like a sex toy and then allow them to open it in front of everyone without warning? I'm saying yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Saying Danny, totally I know yeah. Where your mind is. I like it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's not funny if they open it by themselves.
Exactly.
No, yeah. It's a fucking, that's boring.
Then it becomes weird. Because then they, like, you give them, Kyle, I gave you a sex toy as a present.
Thank you.
And you're going to open it in front of all these people. And it's like, oh, it's funny, haha. But you can take it home instead and open it alone. It's like, why did Gage give me a fucking dildo?
Yeah.
And then you're like, do I use this now?
Do I let him know?
It's a novelty. It's just there.
Do I send him a thank you note? Or
No.
Thank you for the cock.
Cock. So what would be the weirdest sex toy to receive to open in front of everybody?
Oh my god.
Now, in front of everybody, are we talking about like at a family gathering or like a friend gathering?
Both.
So let's say like a...
Your friends and family showed up to watch you open sex toys.
Yeah.
Okay.
On like a Tuesday.
Okay. I'm feeling spicy.
Not like a bachelorette party or
There's
anything.
There's no just event going on.
At all.
They just show up and like, here's some sex toys.
And you're like, oh shit, thanks, friends.
It's like, family. Hey, my package from Adam and Eve came. Why don't you come over real quick?
So, are you plugging?
You have a fucking sponsorship too? You guys gotta approve this through Betty, you know.
I'm a businessman.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
I do business cards.
Mm. The weirdest sex, or the worst sex toy, or weirdest? What did you
both.
Say?
Both, yeah.
God damn it, there's always both.
I mean, they could be one and the same. They should be.
Probably a dildo baseball bat.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Saints Row 3.
I was actually going to say the exact same thing.
What about a fist?
Yeah. One of the, just the arms. Yeah.
Just the fist.
That's fucked up too. But really funny.
Or just like a perfect replica of whatever you got going downstairs and you give it to another person.
Like a clone your own dick thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's weird too, because it's personalized at that point. Because then it's almost, you know, breaking the weird line in public.
Anyway. Right. And you're not like together. It's like, hey.
In case you ever want to fuck me.
In case you're wondering what's going on down there, here it is.
What about. Now, this ain't me.
All right, good preference.
Horse genitalia.
I was going to say that was my next one. One of those big horse dicks.
Yes.
A suction cut horse dick.
That would be one of the worst.
I clearly have like a much like smaller knowledge base of sex toys.
My child.
Knowledge up.
The only thing I could think
of and look up sex
that toys. Was weird, I was like, I guess it'd probably be pretty weird to open up a fleshlight in front of my parents. Because that's like, that's not something that's like really a joke. That's like, hey, I got this because you're going to use it.
They make fleshlights that are shaped like footballs.
No, that's not real.
It's a football. Is it really? And it pops off the end, and there's your pocket pussy.
They make ones that look like flashlights too.
Wow, weird.
I like to think it's like a Nerf football, where it's got like the it's got like the tail is where you stick your dick.
It's
in.
Got the whistles on it, so when you're doing it, going
just hyping you up.
Yeah, and you're like, this is awesome. And then you can get the glow ones too that you throw at night forever. Yeah.
Catching passes.
Oh my god. Gosh. Yeah, so that'd be cool. Yeah. So now, I mean,
Is that all you got as a fleshlight?
Yeah, that's it.
Man, you need to do some research.
That's all
I'll send you some links.
I don't.
I don't use sex toys.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to say.
If you're an immune, you. Well.
A pillow that's shaped like your face? Or their face.
Is that a sex toy?
It could be.
I saw, this isn't, I guess a sex toy. But I did see, you can apparently, there's a place that something. You can get chocolate molded like your butthole.
Right, right.
Yeah, damn, that's
That'd
true.
Be pretty weird.
That's weird.
If so, you get that as a gift, do you eat it?
I think I like show a, it to everybody.
Like you eat it in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
You need to make eye contact.
It's like somebody got you chocolate, yeah. but it's like in the mold of their asshole.
And this is your asshole? I guess they can't say I don't eat ass.
Ha, ha, ha.
So I thought of one. You know how like they have like those fake heads and like they're shaped like their mouth is in an O and they are for the blowedness?
We get it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What if you made one your face and gave it to someone?
That's kind of the pillow thing idea.
That's but, yeah, what, that's what
now you're going to take the next step. You're going from like a $25 you know, toy to like a $200 thing.
What if you made one of their face and gave it to them?
Yes, they fucked their own face.
Shit.
They kissed themselves.
Or one of their ass, you say, go fuck yourself.
It's like an aurora. What is it?
Can you imagine?
Aurora Borealis? No, it's not. Is that what you were thinking of? Because that's not
shit.
It.
You gave me the lights in the sky.
This is fucking beautiful. Best sex toy ever.
Say you're slow jerking to the Aurora Borealis.
That indigo.
All right, cool. Yeah. So if you're giving out sex toys, make sure give it out
make
in front
sure
of everybody.
You give it in front of a group.
Yeah,
because if you
again, it's weird if you just yeah.
And if you get one in secret, you wait till you're in a group to open yeah. that shit.
Yeah, I got this like 2 weeks ago from my friend Greg.
Hey Greg, thanks for being here. Greg. I didn't know you got me this. Oh, it's a dick.
Oh, it's Greg's dick.
Is this a Louisville Slugger? Nope, it's not.
Nope. It's a Louisville Slugger.
It really is.
Shaking, it starts vibrating.
Yeah. Oh. Can't pass an airport. Okay, so there you go.
Yeah, if you have another question, fucking send that shit in.
Yep. Yeah, solid advice.
We're here to answer. We're here to please. Self-helping or something. Or a self-help podcast. Good.
So we're not doing a Kyle Styles segment. We're not doing a movie segment and no Craigslist this week.
So
in favor of that, we're doing gifts at the end of this show.
Yes.
If you're watching this, welcome. This is a video portion of the podcast. If you're listening to this in your car,
you fucked
what
up.
Are you doing?
Park your car in the nearest area where you can just stop in the middle of the road.
The nearest Wawa.
Yeah. Yeah. And then get on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then watch this fucking episode so you can see the present opening. Well, I'll probably leave it in the audio portion of this. But you're gonna want to watch it.
Yeah,
you're gonna want to see these. Games.
We have quality presents.
Yeah, and they're rad. We have no idea what they are.
No, yeah,
it is amazing.
Like we know what ours are, but
I wish you didn't. That'd be better.
I don't know what mine is. I was blacked out.
Oh yeah, you were drunk.
No, I was fucked.
Awesome.
Oh, okay.
I'm a businessman.
So anyway, we'll
there
be doing.
There was a brief moment where I actually did forget what I bought. So
I could never forget mine. Mine's too awesome. We're doing that at the end of the show. So there you go. There'll be a timestamp in the description in case you're coming from the audio podcast and you just want to see the present part. So there you go. So, that means it's Kyle's turn. And it's the end of the year, Kyle.
It's the end of the year. And I want to know what your favorite game of this year was.
Favorite game or best game?
What's the difference?
I don't know. That much.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was just best saying game. If you were going to do both.
Yeah, I was waiting for the both. So, best game.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you like to start?
I'm going to throw Breath of the Wild.
Okay.
Into there.
Sure. And you're right. Breath of the Wild is the second best game of this year.
Second best? Okay.
It's still the second best.
Okay.
Love Breath of the Wild. Mm-hmm. Play 100 hours of it. I got the DLC now. I got to play through it too.
I'm doing it right now too, yeah.
Wait, the second part?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I haven't started it yet. I want that motorcycle though.
It looks pretty sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a motorcycle in Zelda now.
Yeah.
The fuck is this?
It's like a light cycle Zelda. Or some shit. I don't know.
Did you play Zelda?
Yes.
Jared, or Ian, did you play Zelda? No.
I still don't own a Switch.
Okay, that's fine.
I can't justify buying it for one game.
That's fine. I mean,
there's
I did.
There's two. Mm-hmm. Super Mario.
Mario.
It's pretty good.
I'm a Sonic guy.
Okay, well, if you haven't played Zelda, what is your favorite game of this year?
So, I'm pretty torn on my games.
Or best game.
Or best game. So, I really enjoyed for quite a while a little game that Jared actually showed me called Realm of the Mad God. I haven't played it in a minute. But that game was fucking tight. Like, that game...
I don't think that came out this year, though.
Well, this is my favorite game.
Okay, I'm just saying. Okay. Do you. You do you, boo-boo.
So I really liked Realm of the Mad God. That, like Jared said, didn't come out this year, but that's when I found it. So it came out to me that year.
Good. So, like, what is it? Is it, like an RPG?
It's an MMORPG.
Okay.
Where you pick your class and, like, everything, and you go through this area called, like, you, like, there's a bunch of different ones. There's, like, Medusa and a whole bunch of shit. Mm-hmm. And you go in and you level yourself up, and then once all the bad guys are destroyed, it takes you to the realm of the Mad God where you fight him. And you can go in as level 1 if you show up and then it just takes you there. Or you can level up. But, like, that game is so fucking hard.
It is pretty addicting.
Yeah, I have.
If your character dies, you gotta start over.
Yeah, it's a permadeath game.
I like that.
Yeah,
I make some bad decisions.
Oh yeah,
and you make like it's like literally it's like a 2D top down.
It is
like Diablo, kind of yeah. Like that. Okay,
but it's all 2D. Mm. Like it's all like fucking pixels.
It's almost if I could describe it as a twin stick hell, a bullet hell. RPG.
I know what you're talking about.
Like, yeah. It plays like Binding of Isaac, okay. If you've ever played Binding of Isaac. So, you got your left stick moves you, your WASD moves you, your mouse aims and fires.
Mm-hmm. And then space is your special.
Yeah. So.
But, like, you but level.
Yeah, it's very fun.
The level cap is 20. Mm. And when you get to 20, like, that character's, like, maxed out. But you can keep on going through and unlock things to make yourself stronger and get better equipment. But there, if you do like certain combinations of characters that get to level 20, you unlock a new character that's a hybrid of that character.
Yep, and you don't know pain until you lose a level 20 necromancer because your game lagged.
I was in the lobby when that happened, and that was funny as fuck. I recently lost my level 20 warrior that had fucking like some sick ass. I went into the chat and I was like, anybody got any cool warrior stuff? And some dude dropped me like a tier 13 sword and like a tier 10 armor and everything. And I, like, boosted all the way up to level 20, was fucking shit up, and then I lagged and died.
Yep.
It was the saddest thing.
It is very sad.
Flip a table.
And all of your items on you are gone.
Sure, yeah.
You can't go and reclaim them. Nobody can pick them up off your body.
They're just gone forever.
They're gone forever.
Permadeath.
It's fucking great. But I like that game. I don't think PUBG came out this year.
It did.
Did it?
Like, officially, it came out this year.
On console.
Okay, well... No, they didn't the official out? Release
it's
on Steam.
It's not actually officially released yet.
They did the official on Steam.
It was nominated for Game of the Year for the Game Awards.
It got official released on Steam 2 days ago.
A couple days ago, yeah.
It was on last. Yeah, like earlier this week, because I had to reinstall it and everything, and me and some friends played it.
Okay.
But yeah, invited. PUBG, well, you were at work. PUBG was a lot of fun. You're also not very good. not. I kid. Me and Jared do work in that game.
I look at his face.
team killed next time on accident.
I team killed David the other day.
Fuck David.
Accident.
Fuck David.
Oh my god.
Thank you for subscribing.
Anyway.
So yeah, PUBG was a lot of fun.
Okay.
I enjoyed that game a lot. Fortnite.
Sucks.
Yeah. Fortnite was alright.
I hate Fortnite.
It was like TF2 meets PUBG.
I don't like the building.
It's irrelevant. Yeah.
Just don't like it.
No, dude, if you're building right, like you can do
stuff.
Yeah,
like, but I don't like it.
No,
yeah,
I don't either. Like, I think it's a silly idea.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kyle.
I already went.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Jared. I overlooked your shitty game.
For the Nintendo Switch, Super Mario Odyssey.
What?
Mm.
I like that more than Breath of the Wild, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. I will be completely honest when I say I really have never been that big of a fan of the Zelda games to begin with.
Yeah, they're... I don't know. I get
bored. I get really bored. I still haven't beaten Breath of the Wild.
I like Ocarina of Time and Wind Waker.
I like Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask. That's the only two that I ever really played. Majora's Mask is still my favorite one.
Killing me. You're killing me.
Okay.
If I had to pick another one, what games even came out this year?
This was an awesome year for video games.
PUBG was cool.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Didn't play it.
Yep.
I got a PS4 specifically for that game and didn't buy it.
You piece of
then
shit.
You didn't
buy why it. Did you get... Why not, like, the Souls games?
What?
Dark Souls 3 came out last year, right?
Or Neo. Or yeah. Neo?
Nio. Fuck. That's what I call it. It's Neo, but everyone calls it... I call it Nio.
Nier came out. I still need to get that.
Nier was a fucking amazing game. Holy shit.
Resident Evil 7 was this year. It was fucking fantastic.
That was good.
That was good. Assassin's Creed Origin was fantastic.
I don't like Assassin's Creed.
Wolfenstein 2 was amazing. Sucked. Call of Duty was really good this year.
Call of Duty was actually very good.
I heard amazing things about Call of Duty World War 2.
I mean, I played the multiplayer, but it was okay.
It's good.
It was okay.
Yeah, still Mario.
Rainbow Six Siege DLC.
I love Mario. It's a lot of fun, so probably going to get my vote.
Hello. Okay. What about your favorite movie this year?
I didn't even answer mine.
You didn't?
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Man. Shit.
Jesus.
I know what
Betty?
It is.
Betty.
Do you, Jared?
I know exactly what it is.
What is it?
Hellblade.
Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice. Motherfucker, that game's awesome. It's so fucking good.
I think we heard about this already from you.
Yeah.
A few times.
I've talked about it on the show a lot.
That's how I knew it.
I think everybody should fucking play it. I liked it better than Zelda. Mm-hmm. So I agree with Jared. I mean, Zelda's fucking great. Second favorite game of this year. But Zelda, it's fucking lifeless at times. There's nothing going on. Even for an open world game, there's just fucking nothing out there. Horizon Zero Dawn, fucking amazing game. Still not as good as Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice, because just everything that encompasses Hellblade is so good. Everything Ninja Theory did making this game, talking to actual psychosis patients, making sure everything was, you know, very unique on how it made you feel, the 3D sound effects where voices are talking to you, the visuals of Helheim and just being in there with Norse mythology. Fucking great. This game is fantastic. Love it. Everybody should play it. It's on sale right now for like $20. Yeah. PS4, digital download. Fucking play it.
Steam winter sale. It's fucking lit right now.
It's on?
I got the emails for it.
Holy shit, it's fucking awesome.
It was like, man, you have like 38 things on your Steam wish list for sale. I'm like, oh my God.
Dude, some games went from like $30 to like six. Four.
I, like 3 weeks ago, put a bunch of stuff from PUBG on the Steam store for sale. Oh. Like a ballistic mask was like $9 or something. I sold like a bunch of the Gamescom crates because they were like $9 a piece. So I put them all up on there like Games 3 weeks Cons ago.
Crates. Oh, yeah, the special edition crates that you had to buy keys for.
I bought a bunch of them during the game because I was just like buy. And then I didn't buy any of the keys, and so I had like 3 left over. So I put that all on there. I wonder if I actually sold those.
You should probably look.
Yeah, I'm going to look. Okay. Maybe I'll buy some Steam games.
There you go.
Movies.
Favorite movies. Yep.
I didn't see a lot of movies this year.
I never do.
So it was my pick.
I saw more movies in theater this year than I have in a long time.
Which is how many? Like 3?
3.
Yeah, there you go.
That's, oh, hey.
Yeah, that's, you know, you're getting there.
Up and out.
Maybe next year you'll see 2. You'll take a step back. My favorite movie of the year, I didn't see a lot. Get Out was really good.
Yeah.
Star Wars sucked. Sorry, Jared. It sucked.
I have issues with it, but I don't think it sucked.
I didn't see Thor yet. Saw Justice League. It was okay. Favorite movie this year was It. Loved It. God damn it, I loved It.
I hate you.
I saw it twice in theaters. I bought it already because it's this digital release. I bought it the 4K version just so I could watch it in beautiful, crazy creepiness. God, I love that fucking movie. It was so good. It's way better than my expectations for it. It was really good.
Did we all watch that together? No, you bailed on us.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Yeah. And then Kyle saw it twice.
That night.
He saw it with us and then it was like, well, I feel bad because I don't want to bail on my friend. I'm going to go watch his movie again. Good friend.
I saw it in 2 days. So. I had already seen it twice by the time you guys went.
So, at risk of not picking the same movie as Gage, because I also really, really, really liked It, but I'd like to point out another movie.
Well, you're terrified of clowns, too.
I'm terrified of clowns, so that movie already... Like, the original fucked me up, anyway.
Really? The original's not that good of a movie.
Yeah, I know, but it's just the... I think that's why I'm scared of clowns.
Okay.
Because it wasn't great?
Just because of the movie.
Oh, okay.
You
told us why you were terrified of clowns, by the way.
Did Power Rangers come out this year?
Mm-mm.
I never saw it. Anyways.
That was last year.
But it's like, I don't know. I saw like, Spider-Man was really good.
Oh, Spider-Man
was good. I thought Spider-Man was really good. Wonder Woman was really good.
Fuck.
but like, aside from like getting away from superhero movies, 3 Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri was actually really good.
That was a fucking awesome movie.
I want to see it.
I like had no idea what it was even about.
I still don't know.
So this is the story.
They were like,
movie.
Hey, let's go see this movie. So I looked it up.
They were all like, oh, let's go watch a movie. And I was like, no, fuck yeah. Yeah, let's do that. And no, they were like picking movies. And I was looking at the movie viewings and I saw the stupid fucking name of a movie. And I was like, oh, 3 Billboards Out of Ebbing. I was like, oh, this movie. I was joking.
Yep.
I was 100% joking. Like, oh, what about this movie? Because the way it read looks fucking retarded. Like, oh, 3 Billboards Out of Ebbing, Missouri. And it's like, oh shit, no, this actually looks like a fucking sweet movie. So we watched it.
That's actually a very good movie.
Get Out is my...
Get Out's great.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
I still haven't seen it.
It's so good.
I was going to buy it, but Kyle said he was going to bring it for the next How We Do Movie Night.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, we're going to watch that in The Fourth Kind, right?
Yes.
I want to watch Fourth Kind.
I want to watch fucking Fourth Kind.
Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, yeah, we have to watch it the next movie night.
Yeah, just to point out how dumb it is.
Last time I watched Splinter...
You guys made me sit through all good things. So I'm gonna watch the fucking Fourth Kind.
No.
We made fun of it. It wasn't that bad.
You know what's weird?
The Fourth Kind.
You know how much? So they got $20 million to make All Good Things. Mm-hmm. That's an indie film.
I don't believe that.
It's in the indie film indie section of Hulu.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it made indie film money.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was like looking at movies earlier, like today, I think. And I was scrolling through them, and I was like, oh, indie movies are sometimes pretty good. So I was scrolling through, and I saw All Good Things. I was like, oh, you're fucking kidding me.
Yeah, my movie's real indie. It got Ryan Gosling and whatever.
Kirsten Dunst.
And, yeah. Mary Jane Watson.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway,
go on. Yeah, Get Out. Get Out. It's one of those movies where, like, you watch it, and then you watch it again, and you pick up on so much more stuff than you didn't in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't know, it's... so many turns, and
I went into it, Get Out specifically. Like, I didn't watch a lot of trailers for it. I didn't like get into this book because I saw a lot of articles still coming out about like how the controversy of like what it was and what like you know the deeper meaning. I was like, I don't pay attention to any of that bullshit. So I went and saw it, and I saw like you know what happens in the movie. I was like, oh fuck, this is awesome! I didn't expect this at all. It's really good. Liked it. Get Out a lot.
Never seen it.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it.
Well, if we do a How We Do Day movie night, movies night.
He'll get it. I got faith in you. Do you have a wallet you can put in his mouth?
I don't. I have tongue depressors.
I'm getting really worried.
It's every week. Every week. I loved It. I can't pick that because you picked that.
Yeah, I sure did.
Spider-Man is fucking sweet. I'll say he didn't do better than Tobey Maguire. Yeah, Tony Maguire. Yeah,
he totally did. Yeah,
he did. Tony Maguire is my hero. Thank you.
I know. I dressed up as him for Halloween.
I know. I was appreciating that. But he did as good as Tony Maguire.
Okay, in sure. My eyes.
What other the three billboards was fucking sweet. I don't really watch a lot of movies other than that.
Yeah.
Oh, Don't Breathe was all right.
Was that this year? That the blind guy?
Yep.
Yeah.
So my girlfriend and I went to see that movie on our first like actual date. One of our first actual dates,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, oh, get a drink. So I got one of the big fucking Mellow Yellows, and she picks her drinks up from the top, and she picked it up, and it fell on my lap with the lid off it, and it all just went everywhere. And she, like, she started crying and, like, all this stuff, and she was all embarrassed.
Bravo.
And I was like, it's cool. Like,
it's all fine. Good.
It's very cold. It's very cold.
I was like, it's fine. Like, let's just watch. It was at the beginning of the movie.
Sure.
And I was like, it's fine. Let's just watch the movie. Like,
you should. Two things I see if this happened to you, I imagine you doing two things. One, your pants are still wet and you leave the theater. You're like, I pissed myself. Fuck it. The second option, you take your pants off right there. You're like, well, I just have to let them dry out.
Yeah. Now, is this something that you could see happening or something you could see me doing?
You doing.
Oh, no, yeah. I for sure was like, I'm a little sticky, people.
Yeah.
I'm going to let me through.
You just see pants laying on
Yeah, that's what I like.
It's just table at the Alamo.
It was Alamo. It's laid over. Like,
well, she took her scarf off
and
was trying to, like, clean up, and I was like, stop, you're gonna ruin your fucking scarf.
You should have
like,
gone to the bathroom and put your crotch up under the hand
just
like
held yeah it. And just shimmy
yeah there you go yeah. Just gotta get it all. People see you just thrusting that,
you know, it's very dryer. Soupy
occupied anyway. Occupied
yeah I'm not really sure. I'd have to pick It probably.
It's so
because that
good.
Movie was so fucking awesome. I'm going to buy it when it comes out on Blu-ray.
Yeah,
because it was just fucking amazing. But yeah, I'll have to say It. I'll have to copy Gage.
That's all right. You can do that.
Yeah. You copy me all the time because I pick all your shit, so yeah, no. It's fair.
It's bullshit. Okay. Did you want to do memes?
We
wrote
yeah.
it down.
Yeah, we could.
Okay. Real quick, what was your favorite meme in 2017? Jared wasn't ready for this.
Oh, y'all, you cannot boot me first because I don't know the answer yet. I have to think about this.
Gage, go ahead.
I really liked the smart guy one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I do that a lot, actually.
I liked the floor is lava memes, or is like the floor is like gluten or something, or the floor is student
seen
loans.
And
it's basically a picture of a dude jumping in the air.
Hmm.
I like the shooting stars one. I really like that one a lot. I like the It's Wednesday, my dudes.
Yes,
that was gonna be mine. Fuck. It's Wednesday, my dudes. I used to say that all the fucking time.
I really liked for no reason at all the oh shit what up, the frog. Yeah.
Oh shit what up.
Yeah.
So was Sudude this year?
No.
Yeah. No. Sudude. No.
Was it?
No, that was last year.
Shit. Yeah. God damn it.
Sudude.
Let's see.
So I'm gonna take the oh shit what up.
Yeah.
That boy.
Yeah, that boy.
Yeah, that boy. Yeah,
that boy. Yeah,
because like all the ones of like don't touch me or that boy ever again.
Yeah, don't talk to me, my son, ever again. Yeah.
He's like, oh shit, what up? And then the Wednesday My Dudes and the Shooting Stars. Like, they're all, like, so fucking top quality.
Every time I see you.
So, I like the white guy blinking.
Where he's yes! Like, yep. Yeah!
What? oh, shit. The SpongeBob meme was pretty good.
God damn it!
What's the SpongeBob one? I haven't
that's
seen
the one we make
SpongeBob?
Fun of?
Yeah, Chicken SpongeBob.
I don't think you could do that.
You can't do that in my class.
And the Snapchat hot dog was pretty great.
Fuck you, the mine!
Yes!
Well, Jared, what were your favorite memes? Funny, that
you want to look at this?
Do you want my phone? Take my phone. Go for it.
Throw it.
It was the hot dog.
The Christmas throw.
That was most of it, was the hot dog one, honestly. Let's see.
Oh, that was a good one, too. The boyfriend that looks at the other girl.
Oh, yeah. That was going to be my other one.
What about
the salt guy?
Yeah. I care
for that one.
Yeah. The salt was all right. But the salt was better when it was just people, like, sprinkling shit. Like, it would be, like...
Random,
It would be, like, you, and then it would be love and affection.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And,
oh,
like, shit. Those are good.
I thought of another one that nobody said yet.
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay's, I think, been around for a while.
I feel like that Idiot Sandwich one came out a long time ago.
I'm gonna steal this one in case it's Jared's.
No, go ahead.
The Italian one.
No, I fucking hated that.
I fucking loved it. I was like, how Italians pet their dogs. It's just his hand on his dog.
Okay, those were good, though. The It ones. I got this down here, and then the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Like, jumping
down. That reminds me of the Get Out one, where it was the guy
running straight and turning.
Yeah.
Did you see the ones where people would try to do it, and see they'd slip?
Yeah, I've seen
those ones are fucking great. Yeah, there were a lot of good... Now, can I just say...
Actually.
Fucking... This didn't make any sense to me, and someone explained to me what it was from. Cracking open a cold one with the boys. What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Don't know.
I don't fucking
someone
know.
Someone said it was from Drake and Josh.
I don't watch Drake and
Josh. In a Drake and Josh episode, one of them said that.
I don't
If you know,
true.
Please let us know.
Yeah, please.
Because
please,
we
please.
Don't fucking know. We're old.
Listen,
too
we're
old
like
for this.
We're like Sean Connery in Die Hard. We weren't in it.
Yep.
That was a better joke than I thought it was going to be, honestly. I like that a lot. I know I'm not laughing, but I liked it.
Well, it's Christmas. I'm giving this today. Night. See? Today. Yeah. Well, it's the day after Christmas.
Oh, my God. I have to be at work so early.
Really?
Are we doing music?
Yeah.
Do you want to do music?
I didn't have anything for music. Yeah, I don't listen to current music. That's the thing. I just listen to my fucking Spotify. If you guys have
I have two.
Go for it.
Greta Van Fleet released their album this year. Fan-fucking-tastic.
I know it is.
It's like a high school band, and they sound like fucking Led Zeppelin. It's weird. And they fucking rock. Second one is G-Eazy's new album, Beautiful and Damned. Fucking amazing. If you haven't listened to it, listen to it. You will not regret it. I promise.
G-Eazy or Jeezy?
G-Eazy.
Not Jeezy. Not Jeezy.
G-E-A-Z-Y.
Okay.
That's not how you make a Y. I apologize.
Can I throw out Kendrick Lamar's album?
Yeah, that's great too.
There you go.
Damn was great.
Okay.
Is it Deer Hunter?
No. They released an EP, not an album this year.
Oh,
idiot.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Manchester Orchestra's Black Mile to the Surface was really, really good.
Yeah.
But that's about all I listened to this year.
Did Metallica have a Send Anger 2 this year or something?
I don't
fucking talk about it. Oh my
shit,
god.
What's it called?
Saint Anger.
Stanger.
Shit.
Saint Angry. More Angry.
Yeah, Angry again.
The Return of the Angry.
The Return of the Snare.
Unforgiven 8.
Yeah.
So, mine, I went and saw this live. It was fucking awesome. Menzingers released an album called After the Party.
Okay.
And it's fucking awesome. I love the Menzingers. They're a fucking, like, punk band out of Philadelphia. And they're fucking awesome. And they released a new album. All their albums, I've yet to hear a song. There's one song of theirs that I don't like. And it's off their first album. And it's a slower song.
Damn.
But, like, all of their songs are fucking awesome. But, yeah, they released a whole album. My favorite song on that album is After Party.
Okay.
But yeah, Menzingers are fucking great. You should check them out.
Did anybody have a most disappointing album of the year?
So, Metallica came out with an album.
Did they really?
Saint Anger 2.
The Black Album?
Did they actually come out with an album?
They did.
Oh,
I don't know. Was
Saint Anger song? Things 2.
Saint Anger
I
Things
really
2.
Only
Where's
asked
Will?
I only asked this question so that me and Kyle could both say Eminem's new album.
I can't.
Oh, is it bad?
It's real bad.
Great. I heard it was pretty good.
No.
I haven't listened to it yet.
The first
half, listen to it.
Okay.
Hardwire came out for 2016.
Cool.
The first half is ass. Second half is fine.
Eminem put out a new album this year?
Are you describing his album or Kim Kardashian?
Ooh.
His album.
It's not good.
If I was describing Kim Kardashian, it would all just be shit. If you could...
Well, you said ass.
I'll be shit.
You're all shit.
What's wrong with it? What don't you like about it?
The first nine songs.
Well, what's wrong with them?
They're... It's... I don't know how to explain it.
It sounds funny? Like Relapse. It sounds funny? A lot like Relapse.
It's not great.
I love his funny raps.
They're not.
It's not that.
Dude, he hasn't been funny rapping for a long time. Ever since it's been clean, it's all about serious.
That's super not true. Have you not listened to Marshall Mathers LP 2?
There's some decent songs, and like I said, they're mostly half. Right. Second half.
So. I don't know.
Just like the first... There's... All of the features that are on the album are all like pop singers. Like he's got an Ed Sheeran song. He's got one with Pink.
Rihanna.
He's got one with Rihanna.
Beyonce.
He's got one with Beyonce. He's got one with Alicia Keys. Although that one actually is fucking amazing. Probably
you don't like the Pink
song.
One,
huh?
I heard the Pink one.
It's not that
good.
Bad. It's just like the whole album is. It seems it's like it's trying to be too poppy and not enough hip hop rap. Where is what we're all used to. So I guess maybe part of it is like I'm not used to it. But at the same time, when Childish Gambino came out with Awaken My Love, it was completely fucking different, but I loved it.
Was that the jazz one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's completely...
Redbone?
Yeah.
Was it Redbone?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
See, I really liked fucking LP2 when he put that out.
Mm-hmm.
The one before this one that just came out. It was fucking awesome. It had Rap God on it.
Yep. That was my biggest disappointment. You didn't? Actually, of anything, I think, probably this year.
Okay.
Media related, anyways. Yep. Some disappointments in my life because I'm a fucking failure. I got another disappointment, and that was the car that I got last week. It failed inspection.
Oh shit.
And the cops took it. But I got a new car, and I'll tell you, it's a lot better. Fresh out of 1972 with all the muscle you can fucking think of. I got a 1972 Ford Escort. And we are fucking cruising to the sack zone.
Touchdown!
I thought you were going to say Thunderbird, and I was getting really excited.
I was hoping
Ford
that
does
you guys...
not make Thunderbird.
I know, he said 1972, and then I'm just like, yes, and then he's like, Ford.
I was hoping
like,
you guys
shit.
Were going to think, were thinking that I was going to say a Mustang. And I tricked you.
An Escort. Loop. An Escort was my first car.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
I remember, with a white Escort.
I remember.
Because I always remember Gage's car.
Can I come out this year?
I wish.
The dancing baby. Or Gage's first car, his white Ford Escort. Every time I saw it, I thought somebody was pulling up to a drug deal. Literally every single time.
Gotta make money.
So, I
don't fuck around.
I do business.
Week 15 results are in.
Hell yeah.
We all did. Well, all right. You all did actually pretty well. Ian went 4-1.
Shaka.
Gage went 4-1.
Hell yeah.
Kyle went 5-0. And I, because, you know, I had to be stubborn and pick the fucking Colts and the Chiefs beat the Chargers, then I picked the Chargers. I went 3-2. But, you know, it's all okay. Current results, current standings. Kyle's 32-18.
Yup.
Gage following up with 29-21.
Cool.
Ian actually hanging in there with them. 28-22.
I'm so
and
scared.
I guess I fucking just do this for fun now.
Is this fun?
No, it's not. 21-29. Fucking call the police. Call the police. Call the police.
Someone call the police because I just witnessed a fucking murder.
There you go.
Week 17 games. There are no primetime games for week 17, so we have hand selected 5 games. 4 of them are for your viewing pleasure. 1 of them, I hope none of you have to fucking watch.
Ham selected.
What?
Ham selected.
Ham selected.
We threw ham at the TV.
Game 1. And these are all divisional games, as with the Week 17 trend of everyone's playing division games. And some of these are going to decide. Actually, only one of them, I think, will decide anything. Panthers at the Falcons, Ian.
Falcons.
Game 1. Falcons.
Yeah, Falcons.
Got a reason?
No.
No? Okay. Cowboys at Eagles.
I'm going to say Eagles. You know, I know it's probably a lost bet, but my mom's an Eagles fan.
All right.
Okay.
She hates the Cowboys.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Raiders at the Chargers, Ian.
Land Pirates. Raiders.
Okay.
Forever.
Texans at the Colts.
Colts are dumb baby horses, like I've said every single time that we've ever had to pick them, and they've always lost every time that we've had to do that. So, what was the first option?
Texans.
Yep. Texans.
All right. And then you've got the Jaguars at the Titans.
Titans. They fought the fucking gods. Yeah, right. They lost, but they're fucking Titans.
Oh, is that what Clash of the Titans was about?
Yeah.
I think Michael Caine was there.
Was he in that movie?
Yeah, he was.
It's
he
was. Agony.
He was Zeus. Oh,
yeah. I was looking back through real quick just to see if the Colts actually had won any of the games we picked. No, they have actually lost every single
I told
one
you, they're dumb baby horses. They don't know how to play football.
Rest in peace, Andrew Luck.
Yeah, for real. Kyle, Panthers, Falcons.
Be smart.
This game could very well decide their division.
They're in the same division?
I don't know. It depends.
Could also decide they're all division games. If you're eating a mayonnaise hot dog.
Panthers.
Gage?
Falcons all the way. Panthers suck.
Jarrett? Panthers, actually.
Hey, dig a hole. That's all you need.
Cowboys, Eagles, Kyle?
Eagles.
Eagles. Gage?
Is this in Dallas?
This is in Philly.
Then I'm going Eagles. I almost went. I would have gone Dallas. Mm-hmm. Zeke's back. Dak still. They're playing well. But I'll go Eagles because it's in Philly.
Dallas. Because it's week 17. The Eagles will already be in position to clinch after they beat the fuck out of the Raiders. And I think they're going to rest. Raiders, Chargers, Kyle.
Raiders.
Red Pirates.
Yep.
Gage?
I'm taking the Chargers.
Good. Me too. Me too. Chargers got to fight it out to make it into the playoffs.
Yeah, well, doesn't mean
they
will
win. You don't know. It's in.
They're land pirates.
They're Chargers. That's electricity in the water. You dumb dumb.
Yeah, they'll shock themselves.
He said land pirates.
I know, but they're actually on boats. He doesn't know that.
I know. He's one of them dumb kids.
Kyle,
I'm a businessman.
Texans and Colts. Oh, by the way, this is a game I hope none of you actually have to watch. Texans Colts. That's a fucking nightmare.
Texans.
Gage,
I'm taking the Texans too. The Colts are bad.
Not
going against that.
The Colts have to win eventually, right?
They don't have to do anything.
It's kind of like game. Well, it's kind of like a ritual now. Every time the
Tom
Colts
Savage,
pick
what
them.
Is it? What's it? Tom Savage versus Jacoby Brissett, I think. What a nightmare. I'm picking the Colts. Fuck all y'all.
It's fine.
Jaguars, Titans, Kyle.
Jaguars.
I'm so excited for mayonnaise hot dogs. Holy shit!
Gage?
Every day's another step closer.
And me also Jaguars.
So you're guaranteed hot dogs at this point, right, Jared?
No.
I'm sorry?
I'm down 7 games. We have a total of 9 games yet to be played.
Because these ones?
No, total.
Oh, shit.
Because we're recording before those games play.
Because the Week 16 games still have not been played. So there's 4 there, and I picked all different than you.
Yeah,
and I picked all different than you on here, too. So,
damn.
I have the potential to...
I'm so excited.
I have the potential to go up 2 games on you. Or I have the potential to go down
like 16.
16 games.
You better eat all these fucking hot dogs in one sitting.
If it's, that much, I'm not eating them all in one sitting. I'll eat them in one day.
You're going to eat mayonnaise hot dogs for months.
It's fine. I'll fucking survive. I've done worse.
I'm so excited. I am honestly hungry for mayonnaise hot dogs. So
I'm hungry as fuck right now, man.
Me too. My tummy's been cracking.
Did any of you get fucking food in these gifts? I hope so.
You could probably eat what I bought.
All right, cool.
It's a sex toy.
I think it's a child of his asshole. All right, that's it. This will be the final pick of the sack zone, unless we do playoffs just for fun. We'll probably do playoff games.
Oh, shit. That means in 2 weeks we're doing the mayonnaise hot dogs?
Something like that.
Yeah, it'll be somewhere.
Well, we'll schedule it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it
Hell
out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Get back in the fucking... car.
Escort.
The Ford Escort.
All right, then.
It does not have a spoiler on it, and it will never have one.
It's because you can't be spoiled in an Escort.
You got it. You can be spoiled with an Escort. See you later.
Touchdown!
I don't think that made any sense.
It didn't.
What? An Escort, like, you know, like a lady.
Road
Warrior. Oh! Road Warrior.
What's your fucking language?
Yeah. I didn't say the H one.
I know, but you're getting dangerously close.
Yeah, Escort's almost as bad.
As bad as what?
Road Warrior.
Saying
Jarrett.
Kids at home, earmuffs? God. What the fuck is wrong with you?
What?
indecent.
It's Christmas.
It's 2017. I'm totally decent.
2017. It's Treecember of all times. You cannot say that.
Honorable mention to Logic's Everybody for best album of the year, because I forgot about it.
I'm sorry. Is this 20 minutes ago?
It is. Yeah, we're past this, bud. Can you take that and then put that, cut this out and then put it back?
Why are you telling me?
Because you talked to Betty more than I do.
I guess it is true.
You did have dibs.
I did have dibs. Yeah.
So, do that, please. Thanks.
Okay. Like you said, it is 2017. Bet the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about how I don't really think that cookies and milk makes sense for 2017 Santa anymore.
True.
Whereas I don't think coal makes sense for naughty kids in 2017. So what the fuck are we supposed to do with these naughty ass kids now? When they make the naughty list, what the fuck do we do with them?
I think what you meant to say was naughty kids. Because that's what you fucking wrote.
Naughty, yeah.
Naughty kids.
Naughty.
It's in the official notes.
Yeah, so. naughty
it's kids. It's canonical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do you do, Jarrett, with naughty kids?
Fidget spinners.
What?
That seems like a present.
No. You chop them up with fidget spinners?
No, you give them fidget spinners. That's all they get.
So,
6 fidget spinners.
This is what I heard in the tales of business where I'm from.
Or call Krampus.
So in the business world, as I've come to find out, because I'm very successful now.
Obviously.
And so when a child is naughty... And they make the naughty list and they have it good. Santa claims their souls and he puts them in small dolls that are called elves. And they are indentured servants to Santa for the rest of the life of the world. Because it's the North Pole, they don't have labor laws. So.
Okay, he's right.
That's what happens
okay.
in the business world. Okay?
You would just dab on them, right? I mean, that's about all you can do.
Yeah, that's
all.
Yeah,
I'm the only one that's gonna do it. All right,
you've been very bad.
Blam!
Thank you.
But every time you do, you gotta blam.
But, yeah. And the left hand has to smack them, so it's gonna be like,
oh shit! Why am I getting threatened?
You've been a naughty kid.
It's agony.
So my answer was a little bit close, similar to yours with the fidget spinner. However, here's what you do. You super glue a fidget spinner onto the end of a plunger. And make sure the plunger sticks longer than the kid's dumb arms. Stick it to the top of his head. He's always fucking reaching for the goddamn thing, but he can't fucking get it. You can't get there. You can really do that with any present.
Yeah.
Just make your kid fucking work for it.
Just put a plunger on your kid's head.
Yeah, really.
My age's present is a plunger with a fidget spinner tied to the end of it.
I said mine. Go ahead.
I already did.
Go ahead.
Another thing you can do is wake them up at 2 in the morning for a month straight with the Mortal Kombat theme song and punch them right in the
fucking
face.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, and then
what about
you can pretend to be a scorpion and scare the living shit out of them.
Pull your face off and it's just a flaming skull.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Did you know he bled lava? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yes. Who, scorpion bleeds lava?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
News to me.
Yeah.
What if you super glue a fidget spinner to where it doesn't spin? And you give it to him.
So it's like...
Or make it very tight to where it like spins like a little bit. And it just
you have to like actually like really press it with your finger.
Yeah. Grease that thing up.
I feel like that's like the King Arthur of like 2017. If you make the magic fidget spinner spin, you're King of England.
Yeah, that's what it is. What was that? Oh, God, it reminds me of anything King Arthur kids. It reminds me of that stupid kid Disney movie where the guy he's a rollerblader who becomes... What is that? What are you talking about?
Is this that movie place?
No. Yeah. I might have to save it and show you this movie. I'm going to do some research.
Is it a kid in King Arthur's court?
Something like that, yeah.
Maybe?
He's a rollerblader?
Yeah.
Yeah!
That's exactly what it is. It's a baseball player. That's what he is.
Of course it is.
Oh, yeah, but that's pretty much the same thing as a rollerblader.
I was mixing that up with this... what's that movie where they're like just skate better? What the fuck is that movie?
Goofy movie?
No.
The Goofy movie. It's a dead
what are you?
Movie. I don't know. I'm dead inside.
Skateland Adventures? Disney Skateland Adventures?
No.
Skate It Up?
Nope.
Shrimp
Whip
down.
It?
Whip so away. Naughty kids have to watch this movie.
Yes.
No. Whatever it is.
But the nice kids get to listen to us.
Naughty kids just get a picture of Superman from the Justice League movie with his mustache CGI'd off of his face.
They get that poster.
Naughty kids
says, follow your dreams.
Yeah. Naughty kids get dick punched in the next year.
Yeah. I agree. I approve of that.
They wake up in 2018, they're like, Ugh,
what the fuck? Did I get hit by a train?
In my dick?
Just like click. Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty good.
I think that about does it, huh?
Yeah.
For the naughty kids?
Yeah, for the naughty kids. Okay. I think they've had enough.
I mean, it is an extended episode, I guess.
Shit.
So we are reaching that time.
Naughty kids are put in the gauntlet.
With all the Christmas heroes?
With us.
With us. The 5-year-old beat down.
But what if they're older than 5?
They get shrunk down to being 5 again by Santa.
Yep.
They're like sold into the 5-year-old battle royale. Here we go.
Oh, man. Talk about a callback for the ASK. Last episode of the year.
Last episode of the year goes callback to one of the first episodes of the year.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. All right, you know
what? I'm a business.
You guys got a suit. I'm going to look at it.
We have to believe you. Mm-hmm. No tie, though. Okay. So, presents then?
I think it's about presents.
How do we want to do this?
Do we want to have a little jingle?
Motherfucker.
Yeah! Let's get some presents going. So, it's... Christmas is here. We all have our presents that we brought.
I do want to remind everybody, if you're listening to the audio portion of this podcast, you can watch this opening happen on YouTube.
Yes,
this is follow the YouTube link. It's on the website.
We have all of our... mine's so fucking small compared to your guys's.
But I guess it's not the size of the present that matters.
That's how much you paid for it.
It's
ribbon
the sex toy
mine.
That's inside of it.
Yes.
Did you guys use ribbon? No?
No.
Yours has owls.
Owls and a naughty Santa.
Can I ask you a question?
Like, wink!
How many gifts did you purchase this year and wrap that you had to mark who it was for?
I just thought it'd be funny.
Okay.
So.
I wish every single one of them said, you've been naughty.
I just remembered which one was yours because it's with the minions.
This is the only thing I've wrapped this year, and I didn't wrap it.
I know that
I didn't wrap it either.
What?
So
you didn't wrap your own?
So here's the thing.
Fuck. Who wrapped yours?
Lorely.
Who wrapped yours?
Lorely.
Who wrapped yours?
I wrapped mine. That's why I was like,
mine.
I like to make a confession.
Mine's beautiful.
I've got another
confession. Kyle took his to fucking the mall.
I thought about it. I don't know how to wrap a fucking gift.
Because you wanted it to look like this.
Like, I can't do it. I know how to do it, but it's hard.
Look at this piece of shit, Kyle.
That's good.
Look at this.
That's good.
Look at this piece of shit.
The creases are so...
crisp lines.
Oh, man.
I ripped part of this box somewhere. Yeah, right here. It's all taped up. It's surgically...
crisp lines.
And I hate that it's ribbons.
I did this just for Kyle, to be honest with you.
So how do we...
The whole roll of fucking...
So did you have more you want to talk about before we decide
how we're going to pick these? How are we deciding?
We're going to...
We can do random numbers, or
say or I don't have my D&D dice. Roll a D4.
Oh shit! I don't have my dice in here.
Shit!
Damn it.
Random number generator on your fucking computer.
Yeah, that's probably the best idea.
1, 2, 3, 4. Or we'll, 1, 2, 3.
We'll do 1 and 3, and then all of them will be 1 and 3 because you can't pick 4 for yourself. You can't like get unlucky and pick 1 and be like, oh, I get my present. So it's a random number generator of 3.
That's Crump taking forever.
Crump?
Yeah. Crump.
Crump.
With a K.
Man. Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
I'm hype.
So, Ian, I'll roll for you.
The fuck?
So, you're
going to be 1, 2, and 3.
Do 1 to 4.
Yeah, 1 to 4.
Okay,
right? One to 3.
1 to 3.
You are
so
3.
Gage is 1, or Kyle's 1, I'm 2, you're 3 for Ian.
I'm so confused.
But this
I don't know what's going on.
This is going to end up with somebody just not rolling. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's fine. Just
so,
go.
So it's 1 and 3. So I pick 1
good,
of the 3.
We're good. It doesn't matter. It's not going to matter.
No, here, okay. So, Ian, you go second.
Okay.
Okay. Kyle, you go first.
Shit.
Is he just going to pick one?
So...
I don't think it should be a pick. I think it should be random.
Yeah, I think you roll it again. Okay.
We have our numbers, and these have numbers.
Okay, yeah, no. So Ian got a 2.
Yeah.
I was number 2, so Ian gets mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair. And we want to wait until everyone has...
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And then, so roll for Kyle.
So Kyle.
Ian's 1.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Oh, he got 1, right?
Yeah,
I got 1.
Okay, so you got Ian.
Okay.
Okay.
And now roll for him.
Yours
well,
3.
I by default, I take yours and you take Kyle's.
That's fine.
Wait, why by default?
But I'm not going to get Kyle's. He's not going to get stuck with his own.
Oh, that's fair, I guess.
Okay.
What's going
on? I don't like how Kyle was smiling when he handed this to me. All right, so do we want to start? What, Ian, you want to start?
I'll go ahead and dive
in. I'm actually kind of glad that Ian got mine.
Any guesses? Are we guessing?
I feel free to shake it.
This is a pop figure.
Okay. Can I say that it's purchased? That was purchased with the intention of hopefully you getting it.
Oh, really?
Do you know what it is?
Is it?
It's podcast related.
Oh, shit.
Is it fucking Spider-Man? Holy shit. How do I open this?
Just pull it.
Easy. We're all friends here.
Now he's got the knife, too.
I'm a businessman.
He's out of control. And if it sounds like we're opening podcasts again, or
opening podcasts,
we all got each other a podcast.
Get a wallet.
It sounds like we're opening presents on the audio portion. It's because we are. Watch the fucking video.
I really fucked Ian up with this ribbon.
Fucking why?
I can't help it. I take Christmas real serious when it comes to wrapping stuff.
God, you're the
I'm also, put around I'm also a retard.
Then that tape works.
So you'll notice
that sucker open.
That it's not just any Spider-Man. It's the OG Spider-Man.
Oh, wow.
Oh
hell yeah.
Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man.
Did you find that somewhere or did you order it?
I ordered it.
Okay.
Nice.
Because there was no way I was going to find that one. Because it's the old one.
Hell yeah. So Jarek got me one of the best Christmas presents.
I don't know. You wait till you open the second part.
Uh-oh.
Shit. You're hitting me with all sorts of curves.
Are you using the knife I gave you?
I don't want to cut the
Yeah, why would I? Why would it make things easier?
The second part is the most lit of the whole thing.
I hope the sign says lit. Or it's a picture of Jared dabbing. God damn it! Can we rewrap gifts?
No.
What the fuck? Extreme chores. This is fucking awesome.
Wait, what?
What is it? Is it a Wii game?
Oh my god, it's amazing!
So you have raking, dishes,
digging, show the camera too,
and litter box.
I'm gonna start crying.
Or digging? Why is digging and litter box different?
One's for treasure, and one is for
treasure.
Treasure's not a goddamn chore.
You against odor. So. This is a Wii game.
Can you trade that in the GameStop?
It's important to know that there's tape on right here, and you need to definitely open this up.
Oh, because this is a gift. This is a joke box.
Oh, is this a joke box?
Yeah.
Damn it. I was gonna say,
I put the knife away.
I was gonna say, this is a fucking knockoff Wii.
I was gonna say.
This isn't even a real.
It says on.
Oh, you can't fucking open a knife yourself?
It says you think on this the box. Is? Main console sold separately, and it actually has a link, and it's like this. It's like this long the link is. It goes across the whole bottom of the box.
Ow! That was a huge spike on the box.
I love the kid's face on the box.
It was a setup. And it's like...
God, this is going to be so much editing for me.
The kid's face on that box.
Is this a butterfly knife?
Kid's face
should be.
To the camera so they can see what the kid's face looks like. Look at this fucking kid.
I like that he's got motion blur, too. He's moving around.
He's super smooth. What you actually got in there, Ian?
Fuck yes. Wolverine. A fucking pog!
Keep going.
Oh, man.
I'm upset because it was two slammers and it's actually two of the exact same
two ones. Wolverine slammers.
Fuck yeah, I don't have enough of those.
Keep going.
Yeah, I like how this is going.
A whole roll of pog.
Yes!
These are fucking beautiful.
A whole roll.
I know what we're pogs. Doing tomorrow.
Fuck yeah.
That's fucking. Thank you, Jarrett.
Yeah.
For the fucking.
That's awesome. Well, I feel kind of.
The other day, now. Like a while ago, Gage was like, fucking buy Pogs.
Yeah.
Because I was on Amazon and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm buying Pogs for the gift.
Damn it.
And then the other day, we were at fucking Target mm-hmm. and he mentioned something. He like pointed at something. He's like, what the fuck are these Pogs? Because they were the.
Those.
In the back of the phone.
That's what I thought it was when you
healed. God, yes.
That's amazing. Fucking awesome. Thank you.
I'm glad that worked.
Thank you, Jarrett. You are one of my Christmas heroes.
Oh, you have to fight in the Battle Royale now. Yeah. You're fucked. You're going to lose to Turbo Man in a train. Turbo Man is going
to
shit about
you. And Kevin McAllister you have to fight. You have to fight your own hero.
Wah. Oh, shit.
We'll team up.
That's fair, I guess.
I don't think that's
true. Well, they're both children.
He doesn't trust anybody.
He trusts a child.
Not even his parents.
He trusted Donald Trump.
He trusted Wacko Jacko. All right, Kyle.
So
this one's from Ian.
This one's from Ian.
This is very special.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm very glad that you got it.
Did you guys buy, like, secretly buy specific gifts for
each other? No. Okay. No, I didn't. I actually was kind of hoping that Gage would get my present, but it was either you or Gage because I knew Jarrett would just think it was funny.
Okay.
Okay.
But this is a very serious present.
Can I guess what it is?
Yes.
Is it Sims?
No, but that would have been fucking awesome if I bought Sims.
Can I get a guess on this? Oh, God, I have no fucking clue. Never mind.
I want to say it's like a... I don't know. I'm just going to...
It's like soft on the front. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
A fucking...
Spider-Man magnet.
Oh, it's all Spider-Man.
Spider-Man magnet. Spider-Man decal.
Oh!
Yes! And...
All priests!
All three Spider-Man.
On Blu-ray, though.
I almost bought these the other day. I'm really? So glad I didn't. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God. What's up. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Yes.
I'm really, really excited.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what to think about.
Yeah, that's I got amazing. The decal for Kyle, and I was like, fuck it, I'll just throw it in there, because he has decals on his car. So I was like, oh, this will look good.
Yeah.
Now... My gift has nothing to do with any podcast jokes whatsoever. So don't don't think about it.
Ruin
don't it. Don't even like, oh, this is, did we talk about this on the show at all? I just thought it was fucking sweet. And I was like, that's what I'm buying.
It's shoebox.
It's you got him Jordans?
It's a shoebox.
Air Force Ones?
Why? What is it? That's a fucking giant Stretch Armstrong.
It's a Stretch Armstrong, man. He stretched to the next week, dog.
Hell yeah. That's fucking amazing.
That's awesome.
Up to four times his size. This is every woman's dream.
Some would say it's a sex toy.
Yeah.
There you go. You opened up a sex toy in front of an audience.
There. Yeah, go ahead. And you can,
oh,
you
I'm opening open it. That.
We can probably stretch it between the cameras here.
Between two worlds.
Can he high-five all of us at the same time?
Yeah.
Well, he's only got two hands.
I thought about opening it up and leaking out all like the sand from
all
it.
Yeah. Is it sand or goo?
I have no idea.
Okay. It's sand.
He's done his research. It's fucking sand, oh, Kyle.
I had something similar to this when I was a kid.
It was similar to a Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah. Like, it was like a character from a fucking TV show or something. Oh, God. He stank like shit.
I've never seen a Stretch Armstrong.
Well, you're too young. Probably.
Stretch that boy.
Look at his hand.
He's so doughy. Look at him.
Oh, no.
Yes. Ready? Go.
Does he stay stretched?
Do we have him on both on both cameras?
Kind of now. You get a little bit.
Don't pull his pangas.
You leave that where it is.
I'm scared to like...
No, you get a
fucking camera. Wrench that thing.
Oh, we got it. Both cameras. Get over here. There it is!
I like you're fighting. I'm gonna get smacked in the face.
That's what I'm worried about.
We win!
Look at him. Look at this boy.
Right back to normal. Fuck y'all.
That's fucking amazing.
Oh, that's hilarious. Look at the fucking sculpture on that face.
I have a collection now. I have two pop figures.
Yeah.
What a fucking face, man.
Okay.
What? He's gonna dream it about that face.
This is so.
Anything you wanna say before?
I don't know.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anything you want to say before?
There's a lot of common themes, I would say, in this more in this Spider-Man. Christmas, possibly.
God damn it! The only person to buy Spider-Man Legos. Stuff.
What if you had found a Spider-Man Stretch Armstrong figure?
Holy shit!
That would be way better.
So yeah, Spider-Man Legos. Yep.
Hell yeah!
I don't know if you can see it on there. Boom! Fighting old Scorpion there. Fuck yeah. I'll build that immediately.
Yeah, that'll take you all of 10 minutes.
For someone like me, yeah. Maybe 20. I'm really appreciating it.
And this really isn't like a joke gift. It's just like a gift, I guess. I don't know.
I almost bought that the other day.
A sentimental gift.
I legit almost bought that exact same game the other day.
Yeah.
The Chameleon. A super social whodunit party game. Ooh.
Play that New Year's game.
Yep, New Year's
game. It kind of reminds me of Mafia a little bit.
Okay. Everybody knows the secret. Hold on. There you can see it there.
It's hard to read.
Yeah.
Sort of. Kind of.
How about, like, when I do this?
God, Stretch Armstrong smells like a fucking condom.
Put him on.
It's a sex toy. Stretch it around your dick.
He's just giving you a hug.
Look at that.
I want to know, like, because this says four times. Like, I can stretch this
out. You got to work them out.
Do you want me to grab one?
Yeah, go for it.
God. I don't trust this.
Why am I in the middle of this?
We got him.
A little more.
Oh, man. Okay.
Well, hell yeah. I think this was successful.
This is a good Christmas.
Oh, my hands smell like shit.
Oh, I can smell it now. I couldn't before, but I can now.
I can't smell
this
it.
This is a stress ball for work.
I gotta take that to work.
No, this smells... This doesn't smell like condom.
It's been a while, huh?
Yeah, I don't use them.
That smells like a condom.
What the fuck kind of condoms are you using? It smells like burnt, like a burnt thing.
Condom.
Well, yeah.
Basically.
I don't like that at all. I don't like that.
He's not a smush, Armstrong.
His chest gets bigger. His chest gets bigger. He can.
He's not a fucking smush Armstrong. He's a stretch Armstrong.
So, like, if you squeeze him really tight, will your, like...
I don't think he'll be able to. He's not very strong.
Oh, was that your knuckles or his back?
He's got one bone in there.
He broke the Batman.
That was a simulated spine.
Jared's going to have so much fun with that.
That's awesome.
He's going to put that on his desk at work.
Now he's got an eating disorder.
He's not going back. God.
There you go.
He'll get there.
Well.
Whew, fuck.
Happy 2017. We won't see anybody until the next year. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Is that it?
It's been a very successful Christmas episode. This has been... Can we please call this Tony Maguire's Christmas special?
Yeah, sure.
And I would wish that it would be exactly like the thumbnail of last time. Right. Except
Christmas.
But Christmas.
With him and Santa.
Or you can use that pose I did for my businessman cards. It's up to you. Whichever one.
Oh, yeah, I'll find a way.
Do you... Never mind.
What?
Oh, no. Say, do you want to do like an arm? So he's over here and your arm is like around him? I can leave.
It's up to you.
No, I'm not talking about it. I was going to say we can green screen that thing. But I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
So, have you guys have a very merry holiday for whatever you believe?
And Spider-Man?
Yes.
Yep. Everybody hold up your Spider-Man paraphernalia except for...
Wait, which one do you want? One, two, or three? Take a pick. Goddamn right.
So, happy Spider-Man Christmas.
Happy Spider-Man Christmas.
Thank you, Chef.
Guys... Is it too early to already predict January? Spider-Manuary?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. Spider-Manuary.
Yes. We'll see you all in Spider-Manuary.
Yeah, stay 2018. Golden. Have a merry holidays. And do it for Johnny.